Hey everyone, this is She Is Smart. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. I have pre-recorded this episode and I really wanted to share that with you guys because I am having an opportunity of a day and my energy level is beyond not going to go anywhere. I am pushing and then when I get bursts of energy, I just do stuff and then I'm just done. And so it's so interesting because, you know, I know there's mamas out there, I know there's wives out there that can relate where I am at. Sometimes you just don't want to do anything and you just want to focus on things. So while I am at this moment stuck in bed, I am preparing stuff for Saturday. And so I decided I really wanted to talk about being a wife and a challenge I have that's going on. And everyone is welcome to join that. It's called the Last 90 Days Challenge. And there's 5 habits I talk about. And you can check that out in my last episode. I've talked about it. Totally free. You can head over to my Facebook group and just join and be encouraged and get the support that you need, because sometimes, you know, it takes that many days to change a habit. My opinion, I thought it took 30 days. Now it makes sense when I work out and then I go back breaking that habit because I didn't stick with it for 90 days. So now I'm kind of like, that makes a lot of sense to do that. And so a few things that I'm leaning towards to giving up won't be really hard for me, but it will be opportunity of itself. So I'm at a point in my life on wanting to become a better wife. I have opportunities that I don't really have good wife role models in my life. If I look on the outside of my life, there's many role models out there that are amazing. And if I could clone them, I would and be like that. And maybe it's because I watch so much of like Downton Abbey and Crown and their manners and the way they dress. I would like to live the life like that. And the reason why is they dress so pretty, they have manners, and if you're going to talk bad about someone, at least you looked really pretty. And it's so interesting because I want to be in that mindset and teach my daughters that. I want to teach my daughters the good and the bad, always be kind, but don't be mean, and not go through what I've grown up to and show that love and support. I'm all about that. So even in my Facebook group, I'm also going to talk about going into the spirit world and getting the things that you've been praying for and been asking. And I've been there a couple times, and it's amazing because it's kind of overwhelming, so you kind of have to take time. You really have to shut off your mind off and from the world and everything. It takes a while, and once you're in there, oh my goodness, it's quite amazing. I had experience that I could hear my children's voices and, you know, saying mom, mommy and stuff like that. And it was really weird. And I was like, I know I'm feeling so close to him. I know it's going to happen. And just going over there and asking the Lord, what do I do next to change, to take action, to bless someone? And I hear through my husband's life and my life, people say the weirdest things that you think they would know that, you know, that is not the Lord speaking. Sometimes we pray for gifts, we pray for hearing God's voice, but those things can be really tricky. I'm not going to lie. I've been wanting to hear God's voice for quite some time, and I've been praying for that, I would say, almost a lifetime. And by now, I'm pretty trained up to hear the devil's voice, so I know the difference. Because, you know, the devil's always negative. Because when you have the devil talking to you and you're going, what? really? And like you're questioning it, that's totally the devil. I think we should know by now that's the devil. But when it's God's voice, it's a very strong voice, but it's very graceful. And it's like a father talking to you, and you just do those things. And he does warm you up on hearing his voice. I want to get, as a wife, to be at a point where I don't go by my emotions. I am beyond emotional person. And I was telling this to my husband last night. I want to get to a level where I'm not offended by things. And I know it's going to take time. And some people are already there. But this is another side of that that most people don't really talk about, is that there are people who seriously seek you out and know how to hurt you because they've been studying you over a month or so, and they just know how to hit you. And the devil works on them to do this. And I was listening to a video on YouTube. I posted it on my Facebook page. I recommend seeing it. And these are attacks that come out of nowhere, or attacks that really hurt you. And they are planned. They are straight to the point planned. And I want to be, you know, ready for that. There's times that, you know, in today's world, we are easily offended by, oh my goodness, by everything. Myself, I'm just really emotional, so I get offended by little things. But recently, I read the book, The 5-Second Rule, where you count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just do it. You don't really go through the fear, you don't go through the anxiety, and that's what happened to me. It actually happened to me twice, and I just tested it out, kind of like, what the heck, I'm going to do this. And I was telling my husband about this, and oh my goodness, I felt different around people. I felt like I wasn't off-putting. I went to an event on Tuesday, and I thought about 6 different excuses to get out of this event. And I really wanted to go. I knew I wasn't the one who didn't have kids. And so I was so worried about, well, you know, Melissa doesn't have any kids. So, you know, why is she here? So this is what I mean when the devils start talking to you, that he feeds this information to you and you're kind of like, what the heck? Like, that's not nice to say. And so you're going through all this. And then, you know, later that night, I read the 5-second rule. So I counted, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I just went. And I'm so thankful I went, because I learned many, many, many stories of people and great moms. And, you know, sometimes we have to put our Wonder Woman underwear on. And that's how I am. Sometimes that's what I do. Sometimes, you know, I feel like I need to do that when I do events or going to certain situations that I don't want to be in, and I just do it. And I'm so thankful for that personally. So yesterday I was in this situation, and I told my husband, it was really interesting because I felt stuck, not like a bad stuck. I was put in a situation where I was talking to people, and then like my husband disappeared, and then, you know, someone else came up, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm getting nervous, and I shouldn't be nervous. And, you know, I was trying to fit in, you know, they were talking about their kids, and I was like, I was put in this situation, and it clicked to me about walking in it, walking like you already received, you know, your baby, your children. And I'm getting emotional about it because, you know, once it clicks to you, you get so overwhelmed with emotions that you're on your way. And even if, you know, when you're trying for a baby, and as a girl, I'm gonna be really personal, you get your monthly cycle, and you're like, it's really hard to wrap your mind around that because you want to be pregnant, but you know, your cycle finally say, hey, I'm here. But you still have to walk in it. You still have to believe it's on its way. And sometimes having your cycle is a good thing, because maybe you needed that time to rest. Maybe you needed that time to clear everything out, to get your body ready for the babies that are on its way. If that makes sense. This is like so mind-changing, because as wives, we cannot give up praying for our children, especially for our children, for our husbands. Oh my goodness, for our husbands. Last night, my husband had to go on a couple of stops after church, and I didn't even think about it that it was going to take almost until midnight. I wasn't feeling good. I had low energy. I was super tired. I just wanted to be done with it. You know, I even ate, and you know, I was surprised that didn't pick me up. I was done to the point. And so, we were in a situation, it was our second stop, and he had to drop off some checks to a business, and it was really late. So in my mindset, it was like, why can't you do it in the morning? I understand you're super busy. It's like, you know, why did you assume they would have, you know, a drop? So I was going by my emotions. I was going by what my mind would be thinking. I wasn't really going by my inner spirit woman where I should be praying that those doors was going to open. Well, this kind security officer was helping my husband, and it was amazing. And I told my husband, I was like, he probably liked helping you because it was something to do, and you know, he really wanted to help you out. And so my husband came in the car, he started praying. I said, I'm just tired, and I just really want to go. And this is the second time this has happened when I said that. And suddenly a lady came out of the building, and he actually got in, and he was praying in tongues. And it was so amazing how the Lord, you know, worked on someone, and they came out. And even the security officer says, somebody is working, somebody needs to come out of the building. So, but we didn't know when it was going to happen, when that person was going to come out. I think there were a couple cars out, so someone had to come out. And it was this lady, and the security officer helped him. It was quite amazing, you know, praise God. And so situations like that, even when we were at an event last Saturday, we were waiting for our cars, and there were tons of people. There had to be like hundreds of people waiting for their car. And my husband was off to the side. I remember saying, I was tired, I just want to go home. And I just had root canal done, and so I wasn't really feeling good. And so, you know, it was one that situation, and he helped these two older ladies, you know, he held the door open, he directed them, and then two cars showed up, and it was my mother-in-law's car and his car. So it was amazing what God can do, especially sometimes that fast. So you always have to be thankful for the little things that happen. Sometimes we kind of bypass that, I guess, and think that we are owed that, because that's that kind of generation that, you know, this generation thinks they deserve everything, and they don't think they need to work for it. And it's all about working for it and, you know, earning it on that level. So I know I kind of went off and, you know, describe many, many things in this episode. I just want to be encouraging to you guys, because I know everyone has situations they're going through, and they're not the only people. And that's why I wanted to start the last 90 days challenge, just only because it's so good to do something for yourself. And I am quite a visual person, so when I'm writing down gratitude, it's always nice when you're in prayer, because you can go to your gratitude list and tell the Lord what you are thankful for, because sometimes we cannot remember everything. So I love writing things down for a visual point of view, and I'm sure there's many people out there like myself, so I hope I'm not the only one. So as becoming a praying wife, I learned so much, and especially if you don't have children now and you're waiting to have children, start praying for your children now, especially with what's going on. Your prayers are powerful to save. It's okay to keep asking and continue seeking. Don't ask for crumbs when God can give you French bread. When it comes to praying for you and your husband, even your marriage, ask God to help you and keep praying even when things seem impossible, especially those little bickering fights. Even if you feel frustrated with your husband, pray before you start going after him, because sometimes the devil is on your shoulder and starting that, you know, fight. You ever been in an argument and you don't know where it came from and your husband's like, where did that come from? Honey, that is the devil doing all its work. That is not you. I'm sure you're not this horrible nagging wife. So I'm sure you are sweet and it just came out of nowhere. So God doesn't say no. It is his will to help us to be strong and continue to be praying for others. So I hope this podcast helps you. I hope, you know, this episode's very encouraging for you. And I hope that I can help you through any situation you are going through. So I want to give a shout out to people in Pakistan that's been listening to me. I am so grateful that you are listening to my podcast, even if it's not even related to your life, to your beliefs. But I hope that situations that I'm going through, maybe you're going through the same with your family, life in general, as a woman, as a mother, that you can relate and be connected. I'm so thankful for you guys, and thank you for listening to me. Everyone have a blessed day.